Have you ever faced an unexpected change of plans? I'm talking about the times of abrupt interruption that completely changed the way you approach your entire life. Our story starts with a young woman named Mary, who's engaged to Joseph, a descendant of David. She found herself at the center of a divine intervention. The pace of her daily life was abruptly interrupted when an unexpected message came her way. An ethereal message popped up on Mary's screen. "Greetings, Mary. You are highly favored and the Lord is with you." Confused and intrigued, Mary, like anyone else in our era, couldn't help but wonder about the authenticity and the nature of this extraordinary message. The sender was an angel named Gabriel, reassuring her, "Don't be afraid. Chill, Mary. You have found favor with God. You are destined to conceive and give birth to a son, whom you shall name Jesus. He will rise to greatness, recognized as the Son of the Most High. His influence will extend across generations, and his reign will endure forever." Baffled by the mechanics of this divine plan, this unexpected change of plans, Mary inquired, "How is this possible given the fact that I am a virgin?" And Gabriel responded, honestly, it was a mic drop. He said, "Say less. The Holy Spirit will manifest in today's physical realm, overshadowing you with the power of the Most High. The one to be born will be hailed as the Son of God, ushering in a new era of spiritual significance in our interconnected world." This part of the Christmas story is always wild to me. I mean, can you imagine what Mary must have felt like? The weight she was carrying, the stress, the anxiety. But here's the thing, that level of greatness that was within her is within all of us. See, God's plan often looks nothing like ours. We think it's going to be like this. And God's saying, "Nah, fam, just wait. Don't believe me, just watch. It's going to be like that." See, last week I shared my dreams of playing drums. Well, in that same time frame, about sixth grade, when I was rejected from the marching band, I took a pivot at that point. And I was dreaming of being an architect, inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water. However, as I grew, I realized the amount of math that was required to become an architect. And needless to say, I'm no math magician. And then you remember from last week how I pivoted to rapping and then to drumming again. And if you didn't catch that story, then I really encourage you after this video to go check out that one. You'll see it in the show notes or somewhere above here. So what's the point of Mary's story, and what's the point of me sharing about how I had to pivot from being an architect to being a drummer to being a rapper? Well, the main points today that tie to this story is, number one, God's plan versus our plan. See, our plans may be good, easy, or even average, but God's plans are extraordinary. Oftentimes, we think our lives should go a certain way, but really they end up taking an unexpected turn, just like they did for Mary. And those unexpected turns, those interruptions, those pivots often are for the better. See, God is calling us to greater. God is calling you to greater. And we may have these grand plans in our minds, but they pale in comparison to what we want. See, a lot of times we think we know what we want, but in actuality, God is going to give us exactly what we need, not on our time frame, but on God's time frame. And then number two, the second lesson or point we can pull from this Christmas story is obedience in the unknown. See, in this story of Mary, her submission is a beautiful thing, saying, "Whatever God says, I accept." Mary had learned to forget the world's most common prayer, which is, "Thy will be changed," and instead prayed the world's greatest prayer, "Thy will be done." See, sometimes God's plan and calling is scary and vastly different from what we envision. But someone's miracle is waiting on the other side of your obedience. What would have happened if Mary would have tried to abort mission? I mean, literally abort mission, if we get real for a moment. I mean, she would have stopped the entire plan that God had to save the world forever. That is literally insane. I mean, come on, can you imagine? What would have happened if Mary would have said, "No, Gabriel, no, God, I'm not going to carry the Son of the Most High"? I want to ask you today, what is God asking you to do that you are putting off? count the cost of inaction and disobedience, and you'll find that that's far more scarier than taking action towards your purpose and calling. And then my final point and idea that comes from this story is trust the journey. Your current path may lead to unexpected greatness. Be obedient and miracles will follow. Fall in love with the process. Every expert and guru will tell you to set goals and resolutions as we come up on this new year. But I'm going to tell you to do the opposite, and here's why. I spent a lot of my life goal digging, high achieving, striving and chasing, and going and going and going until it no longer served me. You've got this desire like me to leave a lasting legacy, and it wasn't until I learned this simple yet profound distinction. Stop chasing outcomes and start making inputs daily. It's trusting that process. So here's my challenge today for you. Take a moment today. Reflect on your plan. Are they aligned with what God might have in store for you? Next, take some time to commune with God. Meditate on His Word. Go to Him in prayer. Embrace the scary. Embrace the unknown. Embrace the greater things, the bigger impossible things. Because that's where the miracles happen. That's where we find our true purpose and calling. So as we gear up for this next year, let's commit to seeking God first, going after His plan, building His kingdom over just our selfish ambitions and desires. It might be different, it might be scary, but trust me, it's worth it. Don't walk alone in this though. Hit that subscribe button, ring the bell, and join this family, this community of champions that are committed to living better than best. Share this with someone that you know it will help, because like I said, we aren't in this alone. I know you know someone that this will help. And as always, I love you, friend. I'm praying for you. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.